This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds a high-level meeting with chiefs of security agencies. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal urges groups conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with the government. Financial Action Task Force suggests Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments to secure liberation from the grey list. More than 30,000 foreign tourists visit Annapurna area between the month of September and October. And US President Donald Trump set off for Asia trip, expects to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has held a high-level meeting with chiefs of the security agencies. Discussion was held on a necessary move with proper analysis of present security situation. According to Prime Minister Secretariat, the security chiefs made briefings to the Prime Minister in a meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar today. Following the meeting, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal urged the groups conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with government. The Home Minister clarified that government was always ready for dialogue and discussion to sort out problems. Home Minister Ariyal urged all concerned not to involve in damages of public and private property, and government requests the political forces and agitating groups not to wage violent activities. The government has opened the door for dialogue to sort out political issues and is ready to hold talks with all sides concerned. The Financial Action Task Force FATF has decided to keep Nepal under its increased monitoring list, commonly known as the Grey List, citing ongoing strategic deficiencies in combating money laundering and terrorism financing. In a statement issued after its fourth plenary meeting concluded on Friday, the FATF said, although Nepal has made continued efforts to strengthen its systems, the progress has not been sufficient to secure liberation from the grey list. The task force emphasized the need for Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments. Nepal had made a high-level political commitment to the FATF and the Asia-Pacific Group APG in February 2025 to enhance its anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism AML-CFT framework. A total of 30,547 foreign tourists visited the Annapurna region between the 17th of September and the 17th of October. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, ACAP, 10,019 tourists were from South Asian countries, while 20,528 came from other nations. Project Chief Dr. Rabin Kadaria said, compared to the same month last year, 185 fewer tourists visited the region this year. He attributed the decline in Indian tourist arrivals to the Gen Z protest held last September and weather disruptions. The project chief said domestic tourist flow has increased in Mustang and nearby areas after Tihar, with both domestic and foreign visitors crowding Annapurna circuit destinations. The 7,600 square kilometer Annapurna conservation area spans 87 wards across 15 local levels in Kaski, Lomjung, Monang Myagdi and Mustang. The Chhat festival is celebrated for 4 days, has started today. During the four-day festival, devotees must fast without food and water for 2 days. On the first day of the festival today, it will be Nahai Khai. On the second day, Sunday, the devotees will fast throughout the day and in the evening prepare rice pudding known as kheer, offered it to the deities and then eat it. The ritual is called Kharna. Similarly, on the main day, Monday, various traditional dishes made from the flour of agricultural grains like tekwa and bhuswa are prepared, and in the evening, offerings are made to the setting sun to pay homage. Likewise, on the final day of Chhath festival, Tuesday morning, the festival concludes by offering prayers to the rising sun. Police have apprehended three Indian nationals for carrying substance that appears to be marijuana. According to Central Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police Binod Ghimire, the individuals taken into custody include 25-year-old Hargovind Singh, 19-year-old Samir and 27-year-old Firoz Ahmad Sampad. Police said the trio was caught at Trivandrum International Airport with about 7.3 kilograms of contraband. Khimire said the three were arrested at TIA Customs on Friday and made public today. Hargovind and Samir, arriving from Bangkok on an Air Asia flight, had 3.54 kg of suspected drugs, while Sampath from Mumbai on an Indigo flight had 3.66 kg. They have been handed over to the Narcotics Control Bureau for investigation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break. जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस सब इस बटन में पाउंडोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना #14/15 टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Urban Development Kulman Ghising has stressed on the need of completing construction of the Federal Parliament building located in the Simhadarbar premises on schedule. After a site visit today, Minister Ghising instructed the contractor to set a daily work plan, noting that the contractor has pledged to complete the construction by the 31st of December after a fifth deadline extension. A child died of snake bite at Shiva Sataksi in Jhapa district on Friday evening. A 5-year-old son of Monkumar Tamang from Shiva Sataksi Municipality 7 suffered snake bite while playing near his home. The unconscious child was taken to Birta City Hospital and then to the Nepali Army's snake bite center in Charali but died en route. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has set off for a tour of Asia, where he is expected to take part in high-stakes trade talks with world leaders. The BBC cited Trump as saying he would like to meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his trip to Asia. The U.S. president told reporters on board Air Force One as he departed for the region, adding that he had a great relationship with Kim. Trump made history during his first term, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to set foot into North Korea when they last shook hands in 2019. The pair met face-to-face three times during Trump's previous tenure in the White House but failed to agree a denuclearization program. During his visits to Malaysia and Japan, he will meet several world leaders, including China's Xi Jinping, amid trade talks following Trump's tariffs earlier this year. At least 93 people in Gaza have been killed by Israeli attacks since the beginning of the October 10 ceasefire, Gaza's health ministry says. Al Jazeera cited the United Nations as saying at least 1.5 million in Gaza need emergency aid as returning Palestinians find rubble and struggle for basic necessities like food and water. After meeting Palestinian factions in Cairo, Hamas agreed to let an independent technocratic committee govern post-war Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain or snowfall in one or two places of the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds a high-level meeting with chiefs of security agencies. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial urges groups conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with the government. Financial Action Task Force suggests Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments to secure liberation from the grey list. More than 30,000 foreign tourists visit Annapurna area between the month of September and October, and US President Donald Trump set off for Asia trip, expects to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.